Hello and welcome to the Charles Cook Podcast. I'm glad you could join me today. The focus of this podcast is local and state issues here in the state of Tennessee. And if you can also follow my podcast on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcast, TuneIn, and Alexa. Just search for the Charles Cook Podcast on any of those platforms. You can also find me on Rumble at CharlesCook52. And just like and subscribe on any of those platforms, and you'll get the notification whenever I upload a new podcast. And you can also follow me. Best place to find those links is on my webpage at charlescookpodcast.buzzsprout.com. And if you can also contact me if you got a show idea or like to join me on one of my shows, just email me at charlescookpodcast@gmail.com. Okay, today I want to talk about some of the things going on here in the state of Tennessee. I had a very busy week last week. Many of you know that I have a job that I actually work for a living. This is just something I do on my own. So got a wife and family and everything. So I got things that keeps me busy like most people. But got some things going on here. And one of the important things that I want to talk about is a bill that has been brought up by one of our Republican senators and a Republican House member, Richard Briggs, and I think it's Sam Whitson. So Richard Briggs is a state senator out of Knox County, and Sam Whitson is, I think he's out of the Chattanooga area, somewhere down there. So they've got this bill. It's called, most of them call it the transparency bill. And the government wants the people to be transparent. I think that's a little backwards. The government is supposed to have transparency. The people should be able to see what the government is doing, what our representatives, our senators, anybody in government's doing. That's the way it's supposed to be. The citizens is supposed to have privacy. So I think these guys have got things a little backwards, but it's easy to explain why. So this is Senate Bill 160 and House Bill 163. And what I have called this thing is the Tennessee Gag Act. They want to put a gag on people and keep the grassroots people from coming after them and looking into what they're doing and exposing them for the things that they're doing. So what they want to do is ultimately, if you belong to an organization, you know, a local little group that might expose politicians for bad votes or bad legislation or whatever they do, what they want to do is if you get involved in any elections or anything like that, they want to come in and basically make everything that that local group or that small group of citizens are doing. They want to look at your financial reports and everything. They want to try to use that to scare people off and shut them up. That's all it's about. So they're calling it the Transparency Bill or the Transparency Act. They're not supposed to be able to look at what we're doing. We're supposed to have our right to privacy. And unless we do something wrong, then they can go get a warrant and look and see what we're doing. But if they're just simply upset because they're making bad votes, they're creating bad legislation in Nashville, they have no right to come after the people for trying to hold them accountable for what they're doing. That's what we're supposed to do. So, you know, and then they want to create a law that invades our privacy and opens up our privacy to them, and they call that transparency. It's not the way it's supposed to be. We're supposed to be able to see what they do. And they should be able to have to go get a warrant to see what we do if we're doing something wrong. They should be able to have to prove it to a judge, and the judge say, okay, then, yeah, this group may be doing some shady stuff. I will issue a warrant to look at this stuff. But that's it. So they try to get around that with some shady law. So you need to be contacting these guys. Richard Briggs, like I said, he's in Knox County. Let me pull this up again. And Richard Briggs, you can find him at on just go on the Tennessee legislative webpage. You can email him, send, you can call him. Here's Richard Briggs' his phone number in Nashville. His Nashville office is 615-741-1760. And then Sam Whitson's phone number to his office in Nashville is 615-741-1850. And tell them you're against it and let them know, hey, transparency, they should be showing us what they're doing. I guarantee you they're not submitting, opening up their PACs that they're involved in and where they're getting their money or their campaign contributions. I bet you money when they go to these little meetings where they meet with the local Republican club or whatever club they're part of that they go speak to, I guarantee you they don't take their financial disclosure information and show it to everyone. No, you've got to go dig for it yourself to find it. So just remember that. Call them and let them know that you're against this and they need to pull this bill. There's no need for this. And if you know your legislator, your representative in your area, your state senator, and you have a chance to talk to them, make sure they know that you're against this and they do not need to co-sponsor this bill. They need to, tell these other two, Briggs and Whitman, that they need to pull it and kill it. Okay. So with that, I say good day. And we'll catch you on the next podcast. Bye-bye.